From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. This morning, we're continuing our series looking at the issues and candidates in mayoral races across Illinois. We've heard about the campaigns in Springfield, Chicago, and Carbondale so far, and our next stop is in Champaign. The candidates are as follows. Incumbent Mayor Deborah Finan, who has been serving as mayor of Champaign since 2019. Azar Cobbs, who has a professional background in management and computer programming. He also ran for mayor in 2019. And Don Girard. He previously served as mayor from 2011 through 2015 and was recently a facilities manager for the University of Illinois until his retirement. Today's conversation is going to be a little different than usual. Because our home station, Illinois Public Media, is based in Champaign-Urbana, we had a full mayoral forum for our Champaign audience members. It was moderated by my IPM colleague, Jim Meadows, who you're going to hear for this, the rest of this part of the show. Because our conversation is on tape today, we are not taking calls, but we always love hearing what you thought about our show. Leave us a voicemail at 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121. And now, an edited version of our Champaign Mayoral Forum, hosted by my colleague, Jim Meadows.
This next question goes first to Mayor Finan. How can the city of Champaign get staffing at its police department up to the levels it needs and keep them there in the future?
So I think we're doing that. We've done several things that I think are contributing to raising staffing levels. The first is we have hired a new police chief who is very well received. We've had officers come in as lateral transfers because they want to work with this chief. We've had 8 of those officers. We have 14 other officers that have been hired. We are doing a continuous hiring now, which is something we never did before, so that we are constantly recruiting for police officers. The other thing we did was finalize our union contract that had been hanging and open for a significant amount of time, so that people who are interested in applying for police officers in the city of Champaign know what the terms of that agreement will be. We have done retention bonuses for our existing officers, and we have lateral bonuses as well to get new officers who are existing police officers to come. I think it's really about support in things like license plate readers and making sure that our police officers have the tools that they need in order to do their job, as well as the support of the chief and the council, which I believe that they have. And so, you know, the city of Champaign is a premier department. It has always been a premier department, and we continue to have people seeking to work for us, and we will continue to recruit.
Thank you. Mr. Girard?
Well, you know, I'm really grateful to hear all those things are happening. However, when I ran the first time in 2010, the plan was to shut down the front desk at the police station, leave the positions open, and leave the budgets unfunded. Council Member Finan voted for those things. That was the vision. We simply can't afford it. Well, now we can afford it. And during my tenure, we took a little extra money and we gave cash incentives for new officers who would buy homes within the city limits. I think reinstating that, it's outstanding to hear that there's all kinds of retention, and I'm very pleased to hear we have a new chief. But I was working on the homeless shelter. Officers themselves would say, they'd show up 90 minutes after you called and say, "I'm sorry, there's only 6 officers on duty in the whole city right now," and that was just a year and a half ago. If that's changing, that's fantastic. But we really need to have community policing presence. We need to have it downtown. We need to have good, bright, and best officers. And we need to continue what Mayor Finan is talking about and expand it even further to really make our police force a part of the entire community.
Thank you. And Mr. Cobbs?
I have a different opinion on that. I think what we need is a little diversity in the police hiring procedure, meaning that we might, we tried everything else with trying to get new recruits, but I think we might need to get somebody that of color, maybe they have a better presence, because in the community it's 80%, all basically all the crime is about 80% of the crime is being committed in the being committed in the community. So we need somebody that these kids can look up to right there in the community and say, hey, we're having a hard time recruiting good police officers. Let's try getting a minority in there and see what he can do. We have to give people an opportunity and a chance. We haven't tried that particular aspect of police recruiting before. We need to do neighborhood policing. Like I said, with Family Dollar over there, the building being vacant over there, we should have tried some of these alternatives way before. In the 80s, we should have tried community policing, where it'd be right there where the community and the families can come out of there and out of the house if they have a problem with their kids or somebody's coming out of incarceration. They'll be right there. And so I think the whole problem of recruiting and everything is because we're too small-minded. We need to open it up and let other people come in and try different solutions, because the people that we're policing are going to be minority people. So we need to have them people of color around them so that they can say, hey, we don't have to be on the other side looking in all the time. We can be a part of the problem and the wholesale problem of the city.
If you're just joining us, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're listening back to my colleague Jim Meadows and his conversation with the candidates for mayor of Champaign, part of our ongoing series looking at the issues and candidates in mayoral races across Illinois. The candidates in Champaign are incumbent Mayor Deborah Finan, former mayoral candidate Azar Cobbs, and former Champaign Mayor Don Girard. Because we're on tape, we're not taking calls, but do let us know what you thought by emailing talk@21stshow.org. talk@21stshow.org.
For the next question, I wanted to think back to 3 years ago when Black Lives Matter marches were occurring in several communities, including Champaign, and the one that happened, I believe it was June 1st in 2020. A march that passed by the Champaign Police Building, and Police Chief Anthony Cobb was outside, kneeling in solidarity. Local officials made statements at the time about making sure that police conduct improves in the African American community. But since then, the public focus has shifted to concerns about rising gun violence, including the killing of a Champaign police officer, and the shortage of police officers that we just talked about. Do you believe that the city of Champaign has made progress in the area of police treatment of African Americans since 2020? And what would you do in the area in the next 4 years as mayor? And Mr. Girard, if I could ask you first.
Well, I think that it's kind of ebbed and flowed a little bit, to be honest. And I know we certainly made a lot of progress between 11 and 15 with the hiring of Chief Cobb. But you know, in these downtown situations and in these, you know, social activisms and so forth, it's a little bit, you know, the news cycle comes and goes, but, you know, Black lives still matter every day, and women's lives still matter every day. And quite frankly, I think the best way to back the blue is to hold anyone accountable who might be endangering their fellow officers or the community. And by doing that, we have to have our, citizens review subcommittee fully staffed. It could not have a quorum for 13 months, and they had cases that just sat open. That endangers officers, that endangers the community. And on the other side of the coin, we need those committees and that community interaction to take the officers who've maybe been wrongly accused and vindicate them so they can move forward comfortably and serve the community. So I think it's really important to have all the pieces together, all the people on the bus and all things working to move forward.
Thank you very much. Mr. Cobbs?
Well, from a community perspective, I think we really haven't grown as far as the police department to the community in within the last 20 years. I think we kind of put it on a back burner. We kind of outsource all of their responsibilities to the community and kind of left them on the outside. What I'm troubled by is how we use our officers, you know, as far as territory and everything like this. Because I know that in the Garden Hills on our community meetings, neighborhood community meetings, why would a commissioned officer be sitting at our Garden Hills community members when he can be out on the street or out in the forest making a difference? I really couldn't figure that one out of our utilization of our police officers. And I think as far as the community aspect, is there's a distrust. There's still a big distrust with the community and the police department. We got to wedge that that gap. And with the new police officer coming from, what is it, Markham Police Department, he should know about big city crime because, you know, big city crime is here already, but we haven't really lived up to the expectations and the challenges of big city crime. I think we're kind of behind on it. We're kind of working from behind, and we're doing all these pop-up solutions that really not making a difference, and all really what they're doing is dividing the community.
Thank you. Mayor Finan?
So I think your question was about how we have approached the items that we said we were going to look at with respect to reform of policing. The city of Champaign has adopted the NAACP 10 principles, and we adhere to them. We also took the Obama Foundation pledge with respect to policing. We are also currently working on co-responders with social workers and mental health with police, and that's something that City of Urbana and the University of Illinois are doing, and the City of Champaign is working on implementing. We also have hired our victim advocates, and they are co-located with police, and they are people who are out helping with victims of crimes and their families and neighbors, helping them as they are experiencing the traumatic after effects. So I do think that the city of Champaign is moving forward. I think that you're right that what the laser focus is on at times may be different, but that doesn't mean that the work isn't going on. It just means that, you know, it's not on the front page of the paper or on WILL every morning, but it doesn't mean that we're not doing the work.
If you're just joining us, this is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're listening back to my colleague Jim Meadows and his conversation with the candidates for mayor of Champaign, part of our ongoing series looking at the issues and candidates in mayoral races across Illinois. The candidates in Champaign are incumbent Mayor Deborah Finan, former mayoral candidate Azar Cobbs, and former Champaign Mayor Don Girard. Because we're on tape, we're not taking calls, but do let us know what you thought by emailing talk@21stshow.org. talk@21stshow.org.
If we can go ahead to the next question, should the Champaign Police Department or another part of city government have more training or more specialized staff to help people in mental health or social service emergencies? And how would you pay for this if it was something to do? Mayor Finan, if I could ask you first.
So training is something we already do. Certainly increasing or changing training is something that the police department looks at continually, and that's something that the chief would be advising us on. With respect to social work and mental health, I had already referenced the fact that that's something we're already working on doing and that we have plans to move forward on.
Thank you. Mr. Girard?
Yeah, I totally agree. And in fact, I think that instead of just going specifically to those who are, you know, intend to, you know, go to the police academy or do police training, go to social work and say our police department would like to hire you and try to, you know, recruit candidates very early on in the process and recruit them country, you know, nationwide and sell them on what a great community this is, what a great city the city of Champaign is, and come here and be a part of something that's going to be a transformational process. We've done that in so many ways with so many things over the past, you know, 20, 30 years. I think just having a police force that makes the national news because of its progressive, transformational, successful style of policing is something to aspire to.
And Mr. Copps?
What I would do is we have an opening for the Police Institute over here, Training Institute. First thing I would do coming to office, I would try to get a minority to fill that position. Because just think, our problem is hiring diversified police officers. And what would be great is to bring somebody from recruiting with sensitivity, being a black man or whatever, a black woman or whatever, with sensitivity for the officers. 80% of officers are white. So be sensitive. And I think that would be a great solution to one of our problems. And because right now with the recruiting, you know, I think if we change the mayor and the output and the outlook of what's going on in this town, I think that right along would be beneficial for recruiting. People be wanting to come here, and police officer, black minority police officer, be one willing to come here. But under the present condition and the state of the unit with the city, it's just an unpleasant place to work for minorities right now, because we look at our campus situation, you know, with our students on campus, you know, with the police involvement, and, you know, our university students, they come down here on scholarship, and then a lot of them get in trouble and leave on probation. So we have a bad look down here. It's a bad taste in their mouth down here, and it comes with, we're going to need new changes. We got the same look for the last 10 or 20 years, and people just not having it in anything. We need a whole total change in this, the whole concept of policing.
Okay, we need to take a short break. When we come back, the rest of my colleague Jim Meadows' conversation with the candidates for mayor of Champaign. This is The 21st Show. Stay with us. It's The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We are continuing today our series looking into mayoral races across Illinois, finding connections between issues in different parts of the state. So far, we've looked at races and talked with candidates from Springfield and Carbondale. We also had a segment on the Chicago mayoral race, and today we're focusing on Champaign, listening back to a forum that my Illinois public media colleague Jim Meadows hosted with the mayoral candidates. The candidates are incumbent mayor Deborah Finan, who's been serving since 2019, Azark Cobbs, who has a professional background in management and computer programming and lost for mayor in 2019, and Don Girard, a previous mayor of Champaign from 2011 through 2015. He was also recently a facilities manager for the University of Illinois until his retirement. Because we're on tape, we're not taking calls live, but let us know what you thought anytime, day or night, by leaving a voicemail at 217-300-2121. 217-300-2121. Okay, here now is the rest of my colleague, Jim Meadows, talking with the candidates for mayor of Champaign.
For our next question, I'm wondering, how do you grade the city of Champaign's operation during the COVID-19 pandemic, which we hope is in the rearview mirror now? What lessons from the pandemic do you want to keep in mind for the future if you're the mayor in the next term? Mr. Cobbs, could I ask you this question first?
Well, depending on what type of scale, 1 to 10 on the scale, I think overall we could have done a lot better during the pandemic. With the response, and when we had people going to work, you know, with just so much confusion, who were supposed to be on the streets and who were supposed to go to work and who was supposed to be out, you know, with city government, and then the mask overall, the mask. And, you know, I think it was not handled very well, especially in the African-American community, because people didn't have no guidance. There was no leadership. You know, there was I know businesses didn't know whether or not to stay open. We had all the problems with the RAND 2 plan up there. You know, a lot of folks worked up there, and the pandemic was spreading. So there was no guidance from City Hall, and I wouldn't give them a good grade on that. And then, you know, the allocation of the pandemic funds, you know, when it got to spreading around, I don't know if I'm getting off subject, but it wasn't spread out equally going toward the community and everything. You know, we really didn't get anything out of that. So I'll pass it on and come back.
Thank you. Mayor Finan?
So with respect to the pandemic, it's something I'm incredibly proud of. I felt like if you had to pick a community in the nation to live through the pandemic in, it would be the city of Champaign and Champaign County. I can't say enough about the leadership that happened here and at the University of Illinois. We immediately formed coalitions and partnerships. We used the science and technology available to us at the university to inform our decision making. the public health, Urbana, Champaign, and the state's attorney's office worked together regularly, almost daily, to make sure we were making good decisions and consistent decisions for our community across the board. The partnerships and coalitions that we formed continue to this day as we work on other issues in our community. So there is a group that convenes every couple of, I would say twice a month, and we get together and continue to meet like we did during the pandemic to make sure we are continuing to stay in touch. It's economic development, it's Parkland College, it's the university, it is Visit Champaign County, it's the Chamber, it is Urbana and Champaign, it is the North American Welcome Center, you know, you name it, we are coming to the table together because we care about our community. With respect to funding went not only to the city, but also to the township. We were doing rental assistance. We were doing mortgage assistance. We were also helping businesses fill out business assistance grants. And so we were trying our best to distribute that money. We particularly focused on minority-owned businesses as we did the business assistant grants through the city of Champaign. With respect to the Rantoul plant, I do agree that there were issues up there. The city of Champaign does not regulate the Rantoul plant. And so although that happened, we did immediately address it as a working group. I hope that everyone who lives in this community felt like we cared, that we made a difference, and that they had the best opportunity to get through the pandemic right here at home.
Thank you. And Mr. Girard.
I commend public servants on, you know, for many things, and the one thing, or one of the things that Mayor Finan did extraordinarily well was leadership during the pandemic. It was really fantastic. I think that it was just a terrible situation, and I was happy to see the moves the city was making and the initiatives they were taking. That being said, you have to remember as well that we were the beneficiaries of having a very, very, very forward-thinking and very liberal and progressive governor who was providing us with funds. We have a majority in the state is Democrat. They're progressive. These are the type of things that they prioritize funding. And at the end of the day, it makes me grateful that Mayor Finan had those resources, but worried that what if the tide shifts? What if we'd had Governor Rauner and a majority of the Republicans and didn't have a budget for 4 years again? It would have been absolutely disastrous. And, if you're backing a candidates like that, if you're supporting candidates like that, if you're supporting candidates who are conservative, who don't believe in taxes, that concerns me. I think that the mayor of Champaign should be, someone who is progressive, who is supporting candidates at the state, federal levels that are going to be doing things in our best interest as they did during the pandemic, and not candidates like Bruce Rauner, who drove our state into the ditch with 8 credit downgrades and crippled our social safety nets.
Well, we're just about out of time now, and I want to go to our closing question, in which each of you will have up to 2 minutes to answer. And let me start with Mr. Cobbs. If you win this election, how do you want voters to remember your tenure in mayor in the future, years from now? What do you want your legacy as Champaign mayor to be?
Okay, thanks, Jim. Some of my plans are to reduce crime by introducing new law enforcement techniques, which include community policing, open up substation on the north end of town, and I would love to name it in honor of a slain police officer. As a peace center, Oppenheimer Peace Center. The community will always remember him in a good way with dignity and respect. Affordable housing with the city, first-time home buyers program for the city, so the city would hold the deeds until it's paid off on the north end. Contamination on Fifth and Hill, priorities, the final cleanup phases, and to make sure that the backyards are clean. I will award the residents of District 1 to own and buy partnerships to have their first rights to the old Amaran plan and not to be sold to outside contractors in the heart of the black community, and so that the community can use it to address the needs of the food desert. Lastly, the negative effect the crime has on our city is causing us millions in revenue, new business, and existing business. The bad press is causing growing industries to move or consider moving elsewhere. We're all tired, and we just want to give someone else a chance with new, fresh, innovative ideas, bringing all partners together in collaboration and togetherness to bring businesses and industries back to Champaign, whereas we all can grow and prosper as a united city. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And Mayor Finan, up to 2 minutes.
Thank you. Thanks for this opportunity today. I'm asking for your vote as mayor because I believe that I am best choice in the field because I'm practiced at helping people gain consensus, finding common ground among people with divergent opinions and agendas. I'm an active and curious listener, and I have the ability to remain calm, even when the emotions of those I am serving are running high. By understanding all sides of an issue, I provide better service to those I'm representing. I'm adept at running meetings and keeping them on track. I am not afraid of new challenges, nor am I afraid to reach out to people who are not my natural allies. I enjoy getting to know new people and tackling hard problems in a respectful and productive manner. Managing expectations, making hard decisions, and solving problems are all things that I excel at. As your mayor, I have governed during the COVID-19 pandemic, creating and maintaining partnerships throughout our community that provided information and service during the height of the pandemic and which form a framework for cooperation between entities moving forward. I am respected statewide, and I currently serve as a member of the Illinois Municipal League Board, the R3 Board, and the Illinois Broadband Advisory Commission. I would note that I'm the former chair of the Muhammad Aquifer Task Force and an active participant in U.S. Conference of Mayors. These items, I was appointed both by Republican governors and by a Democratic governor. It's a nonpartisan position. I'm an attorney by trade, and I have 30 years of public service to our community. In those 30 years, I have had a positive impact on our community that we all call home. It's my hope that my record and my reputation speak for themselves. I would appreciate your vote in this nonpartisan race. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And Mr. Girard, if you're elected, what would you like your legacy to be years from now?
Mine's kind of unique. I would love for people to, if I am reelected, to say, boy, that second term, he was kind of boring, but got as much done as in his first term. No drama. He's married, settled down, old man, quit drinking. He sure was a typical mayor type, and you know, not the reckless cowboy he was the first time around. But I'd like for people to say, you know, during my first term, we were fortunate to have a revival. And if I were to have a second term, I would hope to, you know, take a lot of the things that Mayor Finan's worked so hard to put in place and continue them as well. I would add to that, if I am not elected, which is quite possible, I would like to be remembered as the guy who went out at the last minute on the last day to get on the ballot so that we could have a forum like this. I didn't know, you know, Mr. Cobbs was running, but I think it's important, and that's why I ran the first time. I'm not a politician. I wasn't a public servant. I ran because we need a conversation, and we need opportunities to have vigorous discourse. So if I prompted some conversations that help if Mayor Finan's reelected and help her to be an even more effective leader, well, then I feel like that's, you know, I've done my duty as a community member and maybe pitched in just by simply creating this forum.
And that was my IPM colleague, Jim Meadows, hosting the candidates for mayor of Champaign.